Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok's story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Jim from Creative Playing Podcast Network. I just wanted to say thank you guys. It looks like D&D Journey of the 5th Edition is going to be hitting 27k today, which is astounding because it was only a week ago that we were at 26k. So I'd just like to thank you guys for listening and say I hope you enjoy the next 27k. So a few things we have going on right now. Right now we're gearing up for after we clean out Wave Echo Cave and finish the D&D starter set. I was going to go ahead and leave it up to the gaming group and you guys, our listeners, to see if you'd rather we do the Rise of Tiamat or the Princes of the Apocalypse. So go ahead and email us what you guys think we should do and we'll decide which one of the two adventures to knock off next. And just to let you guys know, the gaming group's going to be over at Tucson Games and Gadgets for the April 11th International Gaming Day. If you guys are in the Tucson area, just come on by and say hi to us. We'd love to meet you and get a sound blurb that we can play on the air for you. And next we have coming up is a few Q&As that people have sent in to us over the last few weeks. We finally got a chance to sit down and get them knocked out for most of the group. Later on, I'll be sending in the next three for you guys sometime this weekend. So just go ahead and keep an eye on it. We'll get those out for you. And as always, guys, thank you for listening. This is Jim from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition with a special segment we're going to call Rough Cut with the Rogue. I'm here interviewing Kelly and Tilda Nimblewick.
Hi, I'm Tilda!
So, Tilda, quick question as the rogue of the group. I have to ask, what is the most diabolical trap you're hoping to never run into?
Diabolical trap? Not so much trap, but what I really, really hate are those gelatinous cubes. Oh my god, yuck!
Let's hope that Tilda never runs into one of those.
She damn well better not. That's hi, Kelly's here.
So Kelly, you've been playing 5th edition for quite a while now. What do you think about the rogues in this version?
I just like Tilda. She's a lot of fun. I love the whole extra dice for sneak attacks and all that type of stuff. So, thumbs up.
Are you liking the extra action to either hide or dash?
Oh, yes. Big time. Especially, dash really comes in handy because, Tilda's crazy. I'm sorry, but at no point in time would I ever do the stuff that she does. I mean, literally, she doesn't think. I mean, seriously, does not think.
Stupidly daring.
She coined it and she lives it. She embraces it. Yeah. So dash and hide are really beneficial for her.
So, for your rogue, for Tilda, are you preferring the bow or the short sword?
Actually, I've always been a bow gal, but Tilda likes both equally. But you know what? I really kind of like the whole, DPS, range, distance, damage. Ooh!
That's nice. I can see that. That's attractive. You know, still, I mean, you get up and close and personal, you can actually pick pockets and stuff. But I kind of like this whole sneak attack.
From a distance?
Yes, from above!
And dashing down orcs as they
run. Yeah.
So, Kelly, once we finish doing the starter set, do you think there's any other classes that you'd like to try out?
Well, I've always been partial to Ranger. Always, you know. Except now my sister wants to play a Ranger, and I'm like, seriously? But no, I love her. She usually plays a different type of rogue. Like back in, 3.5 Pathfinder and stuff, she was the...
Elf Ranger.
The Elf Ranger, but with the dual swords.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I was the bow. I was the bow gal. Always have been, ever since I read my first Green Arrow comic. Still love the Mike Grell series. Oh, Longbow Hunters, the only real Green Arrow, in my opinion. But I digress. But you know what? I'm thinking Bard, maybe? Bard? I mean, I would try that. I'm not much of a fighter class, as in, you know... I prefer the range kind of, you know, that style. So, I don't know. Who knows, maybe I'll be the cleric for the next group. Could you imagine, although a halfling paladin on a war dog would be awfully entertaining.
It would be?
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if my voice can take it. What are you talking about?
So what was your muse for Tilda? Where did you come up with your Tilda voice?
I literally, I hadn't even planned on, you know, doing a voice. You know me, I like to do little voices just to make it. Yep. Well, plus, because my sister and I have such similar voices that sometimes it's even hard for us to tell each other apart when we're listening. So, one of the reasons that I kind of like to do some voices and stuff, or mannerisms for my characters, is it helps me, one, to think like that character, but also to differentiate between my sister and I sometimes. Heck, our mother can't even tell us apart on the phones. Sometimes I'm like, God, that sounded just like me, you know? And you know what happens when you get the two of us together.
True.
It just gets louder and
more intense.
Yeah. So, I guess for some reason I was just thinking, you know, I was imagine Tilda being this, while she's very grounded with her family and stuff, she doesn't play by, she lives in her own little world, you know? So, I don't know, I just always kind of like, she's the type of girl that would totally use her small size and light voice to her advantage. Oh, I'm lost, mister. Can you help me find my mom? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm picking your pocket. See, so I totally saw that. And the way I see her is more of, what's his, oh my God, his name, Burfoot from the Dragon series, Dragonlance series, you know. More
like a kinder?
Yeah, more like a kinder. The wild-eyed wonder, you know, everything is a game. Everything is, you know, it's like, if it's not fun, what's the point in doing it? You know?
And personal ownership is, you know,
kind
foreign concept.
Yeah. So, that's kind of, you know, so, and because of that, that's why I came up with that whole lighthearted, kind of, you know, falsetto voice of Tilda. You know, something individual to her. And I guess her cousin Twyla, who... Twyla was actually a 4th edition halfling bard that I had created for a different campaign. And I made her also very... It's like, everything's really cool! You know, it's like, oh my god, I gotta tell you the story about what happened! It's like, you know... She was all about the epic adventures and that type of stuff. So it kind of bled over into Tilda. So, yeah.
When Twilight was dropped down the hole.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was funny. It's like, yeah, she was kind of fragile.
That was an epic adventure.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Twyla only came into being because we lost two members of our group, so we needed somebody had some, at least a modicum of healing, you know? So, but of course, with 4th edition, with all the healing searches and stuff, it was kind of hard to kill. Although, that our tank, he certainly did his greatest effort to get killed, but managed to always survive, which was awesome. Yeah. But Twyla and Tilda have a lot in common. I think that's why I kind of went with similar names, you know? But it's Twyla Fairditty and Tilda, you know, Wimblewick.
With a couple AKAs.
AKA Nimblewick, AKA Penwee Pinchpickle, AKA Peewee.
But nobody knows you by Peewee anymore.
No, they better not.
Because the red brand is gone.
Still, who set up Penwee Pinchpickle? I'd still like to know.
Well, if you didn't kill the wizard, one massive round.
I know, my sister, damn it! She had to get that critical strike. And I was under charm.
Oh, you were charmed by the wizard to be his friend.
That was like
denied your revenge.
Yeah. At least he's dead, I suppose.
True. He could have been a handful.
But why? Fortunately, Tilda doesn't spend a lot of time on why.
Well, see, that's good. She moves on in life.
She moves on, yeah.
So here's a quick question for Tilda. If she could make a thieves' guild, what would she name it?
Ooh.
And what would be their specialty?
If I could get my aunt to bake the goods, we'd be the ragamuffins. Yeah, yeah. And predominantly halflings, you know, because we could just totally run them, you know, use them as, you know, all sorts of. I'm thinking second story work. Yeah. Something like that, you know, would be breaking and entering. It's like, oh, this lost little girl needs help. And then she pops you blind. What is it? Like, what woke from that? Gangster Turtle Dove or something?
Turtle Dove.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ragamuffins.
I could see it now, using an orphanage as your hideout.
Yeah. And it's like, come to the dark side. We have muffins.
Sugar biscuits.
Honey biscuits. But muffins, yeah. See,
beware the ragamuffins.
Exactly. Yeah. I could be the ragmaster. The ragmistress. Yeah. Tilda's thinking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
At least once you get done with the dragon coal.
Oh, God, that tin dragon. If you didn't have all that my lovely gold.
So far with Tilda's career, since we've yet to get to Wave Echo Cave, what is her proudest moment?
Since Glassdeath was denied me, proudest moment. One that I can tell my aunt about, or one I don't want to tell my
aunt
about.
Just one that she is proud, personally proud about.
Let me think. Well, you know what? I'd have to say that negotiating with the dragon to keep my friends alive.
That's a good one. Because you really did save the entire party at that point.
Yeah, we were pretty much going to be dragon food.
Gooey, gooey, melted down dragon food.
Yeah. Ugh, basted in poison. Ugh. Sucked dry. Crunched. No, yeah. I think that that's Tilda's, you know. And that one I can tell my aunt about.
True, that is true.
Except so for I'm even more proud.
Except for the whole joining the cult. Or is that heading the cult?
No, that is what I like to call subterfuge. That's right, folks. I'm just lulling him into a false sense of security so he can take him down and I can take the gold. Oh, we can take the gold. Yeah, we can take the gold.
All right. So, Kelly and Tilda, is there anything you'd like to say out of the audience out there?
Let's see. Don't forget to tip your waitstaff! really just want to say thanks to everybody who listens. Because, you know, we have a good time, and if somebody else is having a good time listening to our crazy-ass adventures, you know, that just kind of makes me happy. So, thanks! And thanks!
Thank you for listening, guys, and have a great one. And if you have any questions for Tilda, Kelly, or any of the other cast, if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer for you, just go ahead and email it to creativeplaypodcastnet@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
Bye, I'm Tilda!
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Hey guys, hope you really enjoyed that last episode. If you did, go ahead and find us on Facebook under Creative Playin' Podcast Network or our website, creativeplayinpodcastnetwork.com. And make sure you check out all three of our podcasts, Creative Playin' Podcast Network, D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story.